Okay, we are up to Simon Tofresh Samach Gimel. We've been learning about Chol HaMoed a little bit. We're going to go quite briefly through that Simon, and then about Hoshana Rabbah, various minhagim of Hoshana Rabbah. What minhagim are generally the minhag on Hoshana Rabbah? We'll be discussing that. One of the questions that we're going to be addressing tonight, Amitz Hashem, is with regards to when is the, if a person, the Hoshanas that we do on the Hoshana Rabbah, are you allowed to recycle them? Are you allowed to use them twice? Say you want to use it and then after it's your son or something, are you allowed to use them again? No? Can you, only one person?
Yeah?
You can? Okay, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say about that. Simon Tofresh, Samach Gimel, say that for us, Chol HaMoed. We'll be going through that, Simon, quite quickly. Chol HaMoed, Moitin Sefer Torah v'kirim be'abo b'korbonos hachag shebeparshas Pinchas. Chol HaMoed, we take the Sefer Torah out and we read from the korbonos which is in Parshas Pinchas. B'yom HaRishon shel Chol HaMoed k'irei koin b'yom HaSheni v'levi b'yom HaShlishi v'Yisrael choze v'k'irei b'yom HaShlishi. The Yisrael goes over it again. V'arevi k'irei sfek et yoyme v'yom HaSheni v'yom HaShlishi al derech zeh k'irei b'shah yom. This is right, what the Shulchan Aruch says, continues the Ramah, V'yesh oim b'shnayim harishonim k'orim b'sfeik et yoyme, V'ashlishi k'ore b'yim amochas v'arivir k'choyze v'k'ore k'al sfeik et yoyme, T'ayinu ma sh'k'orim b'shnayim harishonim. This is what is printed in our machzorim. V'chen on anoya gim, and that is our custom. V'yim ha'shvi, ha'koin k'ore v'yim ha'chamishi, Levi b'yim ha'shishi, Yisrael b'yim ha'shvi, V'arivir k'ore b'yim ha'shishi, v'yim ha'shvi, v'chen anoya gim. This is mamash the way it's printed in the machzorim, and we move on. Uveret Yisrael she'em shel sfeiket yoyim, and that's all, but it is not sfeiket yoyim, we don't do it mamash that way, and korin b'chol yoyim, elo korban ha'yoyim bilvad, but the one day according to its korban, ki b'yoyim she'ni, u yoyim rishon l'chol shel moed, k'ore koyin u v'yoyim ha'sheni, v'ashloish ha'olim achov choyzim v'korim oysa parasha atzma, v'al derech zeh b'chol yoyim m'sha yomim. Just to point out, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Vav go through the schedule of Hoshanas. This is again the way it's printed out, I'm not going to go through that inside, which Hoshana is said on which days. But that's the way it's printed in the Machzorim. Yeah.
I seem to remember people once, and they did a different.
That could be. Shulchan Aruch. Right. So the schedule of the Shana is printed in Sifkot and Vav, but that's really the way it's in the Machzorim.
So anyway, regarding when the Chazal say the Shana, so everyone repeats it.
We
have
a
thing, we just say quietly and go.
With regards to.
Saying Hoshana as you go around.
Yeah.
So the Chazma says Hoshana,
It repeats.
Is anything saying
about
it or not?
No, what's the alternative?
Sometimes you say it, and then everyone repeats it, and he says repeat. There's others who just say quietly, just walk around.
I see. It's like interesting. No, I didn't see anything about that. No, I didn't. Interesting. No, I have nothing.
Some people say Hoshana every single.
No. One second. What are you referring to? The actual words Hoshana?
I'm saying sometimes the Chazal says it out loud and everyone repeats.
Right.
And other times it's just.
No, I think that's just a speed point. I don't think there's any. I didn't see anything about it. Yeah. Okay. So you've based Shabbos l'chol hamoed. Shabbos l'chol hamoed. Arvis v'shachris v'mincha mispal. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we daven regular Arvis, Shachris, V'mincha, Mispalat, Shal Shabbos, V'oim, Yalev, Yovoi, Be'avoidom. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, of course, we say Yalev, Yovoi. V'musav, V'oim, Ato, V'chatonu. Musav, we're going to say with Ato, V'chatonu, B'pnei Chatoinu. Izim, Amenoyach, Hazeh. That's the Nusach of Nusach Sfat. Izim, Chag HaSukkot, Hazeh. V'chois, Mekadosh, Shabbos, V'Yisrael, V'Azmanim. And then, just a one-liner, but it's actually quite important. It says the Ramah, V'noyagin, Loima, Keheles. B'Shabbos Chol HaMoed, the meaning of course is to say Keheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Oy b'Shmina Atzeres im Ikra b'Shabbos, unless Shmina Atzeres falls on Shabbos, then we're going to be saying it on Shabbos. So the point being that Keheles always comes on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and El Simon Tov Tzadik. Why do we say Keheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Why do we say Keheles? Mishneh Berurah doesn't say it, interestingly.
The real purpose of life is to serve Hashem and not just Simcha.
After
the Simcha of Sukkot and the Simcha space of Sheva, we should also bear in mind the gravity and meaning and purpose of our lives.
I couldn't have said it better, and you're absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. We focus on the simcha as we want to emphasize and stress that simcha is not really the simcha, the happiness of Gashmis Diga Simcha. Rather, simcha is genuine Torah Diga Simcha, and this is what is stressed and emphasized in Sefer Koheles. That's what we say Sefer Koheles on Cholamot, just to emphasize and to balance that simcha. When we talk about simcha, all of Yom Tov speak about simcha, that we should internalize that simcha is spiritual simcha as opposed to physical simcha. Seif Gimel, Motzin Shnei Sforim, we take out two Sforim, Echot Kurin Rea to Oim Reilai, Umafti Kurbe Kobona Shal Tzveiked Yoimer, Umafti Becheskel Vahoyo, Boyoim Boy Goig. What is that? If Kotten Tesim Mishnebura says, Umafti Kurin Vachoysim, Bafter Mikadah Shabbos Visual Vazmanim. This is unlike Shabbos Cholam Moed Pesach. V'chein maske shel sukkos b'emtza abroche k'moy b'yom tavrishon shel chag sukkos. And then in Sifkot Niud he says, why do we maftir boi yom goik? Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot Niud, lefi she'osi tiyem el chemes goik u'mogik b'tishrei. So if you ever wonder when the goik u'mogik, the famous war, goik u'mogik, when it's going to be, the answer is, Mishneh Berurah tells us, goik, the war of goik u'mogik is going to be in Tishrei. And that is why we line the haftorah of
goik.
I don't know. Good question. I have no idea. We'll have to wait and find out.
One day,
I have no idea. Completely, I don't know. Anybody knows more? How long is Gog and Magog going to the war going to? How long is it going to be?
3 hours, he said. The last day of Goleski.
Ah, yeah? Ah, yeah? It's going to take 3 hours. Ah, really? It said that it's going to be 3 hours war. Wow. Sounds like very modern warfare. Interesting. It says that? It says Shalosh Shois, yeah, but I didn't know it was referring to the Melchemes. Ah, okay. Right, okay. Just a little, we just saw it. Mishnah doesn't speak about it. I did see other contemporary poskim speaking about Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Over here, there's not much about Shabbos Chol HaMoed in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Just an interesting point about Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's a minig query rather than a halachic question. But what does the Yom Minhagim with regards to saying Shalom Aleichem on Friday night on Chol HaMoed? Is it one of those things that every Chol HaMoed is a new discussion from you? What's... You say it once. Oh, that's what an interesting, what a nice. Well, how nice.
Yeah, there is such a tzad.
Yeah. So there is registered minogim. The minogim, the sforim that discuss minogim. There is various approaches. This is actually something which I didn't see, but it's very, very interesting. Do you know where it comes from? It sounds like a beautiful. It sounds so nice. Such a nice to say Shalom Aleichem, just one, eat, very nice.
What about
Eish Eschael? What's your minhagim with regards to Eish Eschael? There's definitely reasons not to avoid. Although it's actually referring to Torah, we all know, yeah? But it's just we don't tell them. But the Eish Eschael is talking about the Torah. It's talking about the Torah. But, you want to minhagim about Eish Eschael? I think, don't say it, yeah. Good together Shalom Aleichem, yeah, many people do that. Many people connect it with Shalom Aleichem. Yeah, others have the minhag to say, some have not to say, so I just want to point out that it's definitely various minhagim which is registered in the sforim of the minhagim. There is various...
Would it be wrong to change the minhag from year to year?
With that, I can only answer with the following story that I had from my father-in-law. My father-in-law tells me regularly that he told me a few times the story of that. There's a machlokes about mincha before Tu B'Shvat. There's a machlokes as to whether one's on mincha before Tu B'Shvat if one says on Tu B'Shvat itself and doesn't say tachanun. But the mincha before Tu B'Shvat is not so clear. If one says mincha the afternoon before Tu B'Shvat. So there was one shul in Kovna that every year was again, one day, every year there was, It was a whole tumult. Did they say Tachanun? Did they don't say Tachanun Mincha before Tu B'Shvat? They say once for good. They're going to go to the Rav, the Kovner Rav, the Heilige, the famous Reb Yitzchak Elchanan, the Kovner Rav, a Gon Shain, one of the greatest Achronim. Say once for good. We'll settle this matter. We're going to decide. We're going to ask him: do we say Tachanun or do we not say Tachanun? They went up to the Heilige Kovner Rav and he says, "What is our minhag? Is our minhag to say?" With Aminik not to say. So the covenant Rav with his Gevaldige Gaonis, he said, our minig is to fight it out every year.
I thought you were going to start a new minig.
Ah, I see that. That's interesting. There is a kehillah, which I'm not going to say which kehillah it is, which is extremely makbit on, this I heard from Ashveh as well, kehillah which is extremely makbit on Minhagim. And they had a similar, there was two very elderly gentlemen who were both Talmid Chomim and very, very good, big experts in Minhagim. And then the Machloik is as to whether one says, Le David Hashem, what's the last day we say David Hashem? Right. Either Hoshana Rabba or Shemini Atzeres. Either Hoshana Rabba or Shemini Atzeres. And one was completely adamant about the fact that you do say it, and the other one said, we definitely don't say it. And they were two of good, they were both experts in Minhagim, the Talmid Chachamim, they were very genuine people, and they couldn't come to terms, so much so, that the Rav decided, okay, well, you know, this fight, I just can't take this fight anymore. And the Rav said, okay, we're going to make two minyanim. One is going to say it, David, one is not going to say it, David. This is a true story. Yeah. So this is with regards to, one should definitely be machshir minhagim. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so, right, and this leads us to Siman Tov Resh Samach Dalet. Say the Yom Hoshana Rabba. This is with regards to the halachas of Hoshana Rabba and the minhagim of Hoshana Rabba. B'yom Shvi'i Hoshana Rabba, on the seventh day, which is Hoshana Rabba, Nergin Laharbois B'mizmorim Kama B'yom Tov. We say, Psuka de Zimra, like on a Yom Tov. The reason for that, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's just start with Sifkot and Aleph. Hoshana Rabba, Mishnah Berurah says, Nergin Yisrael Neoirim B'Leila Rova. We mentioned that the other day, that the minhag is to be up at least some of the night, if not all the night, on Leilo Shana Rabbah. For Nitzvah Seder, on the Seder is published, which is the Tikkun Leilo Shana Rabbah, which many people don't say nowadays, but it's certainly a very ancient minhag, which is one of the many minhagim that's been forgotten over the time. Also, Tikkun Leil Shavuos is also a minhag, which is actually interesting, not brought down in Mishnah Berurah over here, but it's certainly a minhag. Sifkot and Beis Kmoi B'Yom Tov, Levisha B'Chag, Nidonim Al HaMayim. And here the Mishnah Berurah, the key Mishnah Berurah, tells us the reason why Hoshana Rabbah is such an important day. Why is Hoshana Rabbah such an important day? It says in the Mishnah Berurah, because lefi shebechag nidonim al hamayim, because on Sukkot we are judged for water, i.e. parnosa, v'hu gemar chasim, and Hoshana Rabbah is the final day of the judgment. Hoshana Rabbah is the last chance, the last, very, very last chance. And that's why the last opportunity to rectify things, starting from beginning of Elul, right across Hoshana Yom Kippur Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah is the very, very last day to sort things out. And therefore, there's a serious atmosphere and a severity of the day. Much of the tefillah, Psukah de Zimra, is as on a Yom Tov. Says the Ramah, ve'einu nishmas, we don't say nishmas, because it's not really, we don't have neshama yisera. We do say mizmor esoid. Look at that. The Ramah points out that the nigan, the tune of kaddish, says the Ramah, the tune of kaddish is a yom tov tune. See how important the tunes were for the Ramah. He tells us which tunes. Isn't that important? The Ramah tells us which tune kaddish has to be. What do you think about that? Yeah, it's important. Yeah, which tune? Yeah? Can I just add something as a footnote to that? I remember seeing the Maril says a story. I haven't seen it in a while, but if I'm not mistaken, the Maril tells us a story of a chazan who would daven on Yom Neroim and he wanted to introduce some new tunes. The Maril, the Heilige Maril, one of the Rishonim, he introduced a new tune for, he wanted to hear the beautiful voice, he was a chazan from year to year, and introduced a slightly new tune over Yom Neroim. You know what the Maril says, what happened to him? Loi Goma Shnosa, he didn't finish his year. Because he changed the tune on Rosh Hashanah. He changed the tune. Yeah. Ve'en regin las is melocha, shel choyl adach yetzim beis haknesses. We don't go out, until we go out from shul, we don't do melochas. So until you finish with shul, you don't, the minhag is not to do melochas on Shmini, on Hoshana Rabbah. We do say the pizman of Zechoy Bris when there's a meal on a Shana Rabbah. Ezon Chin. And I look at that, what he brings now, something unbelievable. Look at what he said. That we don't do melachas until it's time to go to shul, to go home from shul. Yeah. Yeah.
From when you wake up.
Yes, that's right. So it's not really. Right, no, yeah, that kind of melachas that we find. But Rosh Chodesh, we find these kind of melachas. Yeah, it's not really so relevant because if. Exactly. Exactly. You're right. Right. It's just.
Does it say not to take your wallet? What are you saying over here?
Yeah, I want to get to that Mishnah Berurah. I want to get to that shortly. Give me one more minute. I just want to finish the Rambam. The Kosvo Achoinim, the Kosvo Rishonim, unbelievable. The Rishonim write, Sheyesh Simon Betzel HaLevona. There is a sign by the moon, by the reflection of the moon, Beleilo Shana Rabba. On the night of Hashana Rabba, sheyikraloi oilekroiv bois Hashana. If you know how to look into the moon, you'll see a sign on the night of Hashana Rabba only, what's going to happen to you or to your family during the year. V'yesh mishikasav, and some say, she'en ledaktik b'zeh, don't worry about it too much, k'desh loi lisre mazle, that your muzzle shouldn't be reduced. Gam, and also, k'rab menu mevini menu malbuya, many don't fully understand exactly how to examine the moon. It's better to be straightforward with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, lachker asidus, and not to worry about future things. You know, see, you know, this is tomim tia im Hashem Elokecha, keini reli, and that's what the Rambam says. But he brings over here from Rishonim, I don't know who it is, that if you look into the moon, if you know how to look into the moon, on Leilo Shana Rabba, you'll know what's going to be during the year. Yeah, experienced in this? Have you tried it? You've tried it. It wasn't so. All right. Yeah, and the shade. Yeah, that's right. But the reflection of the moon. Yeah.
Surely no different from any other month.
I have no, absolutely, I haven't got the faintest idea. I really, really don't know. Yeah, but Ramal doesn't recommend it. He says better be tomim tiyim Hashem Elokecha. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Berurah have gotten hay. It may very well be. It may well waste that to be hayteiv. Gimel, alavona, I employ mizeh bekavonos ari. Well, the Rambam is not going to be quoting the ari, but it seems that the ari has in the sefer called kavonos ari, he's got, he might have discussed it at greater length. I don't know. Yeah. Sefkot nehei mishnebura, shel choil. Yesh ma'asirin me'atzman afilu akis shel mois. Some take away all the money. They remove all their monies. They remove all their monies until they come home from shul. So don't take any money with. But the Mishnah Berurah does add the following: Umar shegoyin vin mois esrik, and that there is a minhag to collect the funds for the communal esrik. There is a minhag. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah there is a minhag to collect the funds for the communal esrog, to collect that on Hoshana Rabba, mipnei sheroi v'akol misasfin b'Hoshana Rabba, because most people are gathering shul on Hoshana Rabba, v'yishrevach letztokim izeh, and people give stock on that day. People are willing to give stock. It's the last day. It's a more serious atmosphere, and people are willing to give because chasim esadin, people are prepared to give stock quite generously. And that's why the minhag comes from, to collect the money for the communal esrog on Hoshana Rabba. I've got a question on that. You have answered my question before I asked it. But I don't think that's what it means. Well, my question would have been, maybe you're right. My question was, it sounds a bit late. We have learned that ideally you should pay for the esrog before using it. So my question was, it's a bit late on a Hoshana Rabba to start giving money for the esrog. That was my question. So the suggestion being given is that maybe you're collecting for next year already. What do you think about that, Rabbi Isai? Could that be? Communal esrog collection to be taking place on Hoshana Rabba for the next year? I don't know. Or how, have you got any other answers to it? What do you think? It is a bit strange. It is a bit strange. What do you think?
Sweet in people's mouth, in mind, and you think for next year already,
you start collecting now,
so you
start collecting.
Yeah.
A few months later, everyone's forgotten.
Forgotten about it. Yeah, what do you think? Are they collecting for next year on Hashanah Rabbah? You think that's what happened? I don't know. Yeah, it sounds interesting. There was actually another Mishnah Berurah that pointed it out. It's not here. Yeah, I hear. It's an interesting thought. Right. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Umar bin Ktzas b'Neiros. Again, the lights, the candles. We have more lights and more candles on Hoshana Rabbe, K'moi, B'yom HaKippurim, like on Yom Kippur. Why is that? Mishnah Berurah in Zayin explains, K'moi B'yom HaKippurim, like on Yom Kippur. Why? Lefi Shebechag Nidonim Al HaMayim. Again, because on Sukkahs we are judged on water, i.e. on Parnosa, V'kol Chaya Odom Tluim B'Mayim, and everything is dependent on water, V'hakol Hoylech Acha HaChitum Skotin Gemara. That everything goes according to the chitum. Everything goes according to the end. So you want to finish off nicely, on a good, you want to finish off with the Yom Kippur atmosphere, you want to finish off, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way right across to Hoshana Rabbah. You want to finish off with a, as we say in Yiddish, you want to finish off with a knack. You want to finish off with a good Yom Kippur type of atmosphere. Yeah.
We mentioned it yesterday, but so why are there more lights on Yom Kippur?
Why is there more lights on Yom Kippur? It's because of the holiness of the day. Right. The medaktikin, they will go to mikveh before Alois Hashacha, k'moi be'erev Yom Kippur, like many people do on Erev Yom Kippur. V'yesh nagin lilboi shakittel k'moi be'erev Yom Kippur, and others have a minute to wear kittel Yom Kippur. Why is that? The fish bechag nidonim al hamayim, again, because on Sukkot we are judged on water. Right, let's stop here for a minute and see the Mishnah Berurah, because Mishnah Berurah says that sifkot mches kodim alois hashachar tov yoyis alit boil me'erev, is that it's better yet, says the Mishnah Berurah, to go to mikveh. If a person does go to mikveh, he should rather go by night. Kedal ilmud kelalai lebiktusha, that when you're learning through the night, you should be learning in biktusha purified. And then he does avoid this azivuk with regards to relations, which are identical on Leil. This is the same halacha on Leil Shavuos, that halacha is Leil Tevilah Yishamesh, that on Leil Tevilah Yishubim Meshamesh, but otherwise you should try to refrain. Sifkot and Tess, so that's on the Shana Rabbah, the same halacha applies. Sifkot and Tess, Akitel Kmoi Bima Kippur, Shazug Ma Chasima, it's the end of the Chasima, and that's why people wear a Kittel. However, our meaning is that, who wears a Kittel? The Chazan only, that's what Mishnah Berurah says, and within Aseinu, Nagol Lilbush Bikde Shabbos. In our country, the meaning is that only that we were all Bikde Shabbos, Levadish Leach Tzibur, Leibish Akitel, besides the Chazan who wears a Kittel. What's interesting about the first few words of this Mishnah Berurah over here? What's interesting about that? I don't know if you find it interesting, but I find it a bit strange.
Anyway,
Chalamoy wear Bigdei Shabbos. So the truth is, it's not such a good question, because we don't really have to wear Bigdei Shabbos on Chalamoy. We just have to be better, the halacha is we have to be better clothed than weekday, which we are not, so, you know, we don't have all that, we don't have generally 16 suits, depends on exact, you know. But exactly, yeah. So we don't have these in-betweens type of thing. I don't know about you, but most people don't. We don't have in-betweens. We don't have in-betweens. But so really, the halacha is that you don't have to wear Shabbos clothes in Chol HaMoed. You don't have to. All it is that you have to wear better clothes than weekday. Better than weekday. So right, yeah. Yeah, well, you don't really have to go that far, according to Shatzi. You don't really have to go that far, but it's nice, but you don't really have to go that. So the Mishnah Berurah over here probably means not going to wear Bikdei Shabbos, you have to actually wear Bikdei Shabbos. But again, true, for many of us who just wear Bikdei Shabbos and Chol HaMoed, it's not really so relevant.
Which are more expensive, Bikdei Shabbos or Bikdei Yom Tov?
Bikdei Yom Tov is more special. Yeah, and finally, the Shulchan Aruch finishes off here this eve, saying that we take off the rings of the lulav. Umakifin shevo peyomi, go around 7 times. Umarbin tachnunim alamayim, and we increase tefillas on water. When do we take off the rings? An important question. When do we take off the rings? When do we take them off? The rings of the lulav are taken off on a Hoshana Rabbah. When do we take them off? When do we take them off? Last shake of Halal without. When do we take them off? The rings? Some do before this first shake. Some do it before the first shake. Before the first shake. So, many hold that the right time is to take off the rings after you fulfill the mitzvah. Be it after the first shake, be it after halal, but it should be after fulfilling the mitzvah. Because it's a hidu mitzvah to shake with the rings, and therefore some say that you should do it after completing the mitzvah. You've done the mitzvah. Others disagree, and they say that the rings have to do, Mishnah doesn't speak about it. Others say that the rings have to do with Hoshana Rabbah, and Hoshana Rabbah it's right to take off all the rings, because it's Midas Adin, Midas Racham, and this is something which is Al-Pi Kabbalah, which I can't understand, Kavachamina explain. But it's Al-Pi Kabbalah, that Hoshana Rabbah, there is no room for the rings, because it's Din and Rachamim, and therefore you should take off the rings on Hoshana. And the Chaznish himself took off already on Balelo Hoshana Rabbah, he took off the rings already. And the Stapler as well, they took off the rings on Lenin Shana Rabbah. So there is that minig as well. So again, it's two minogim, they're both right. One minig is to take off the rings after fulfilling the mitzvah, be it after the bracha, be it after halal. That's one opinion, to take off the rings. Then others disagree, and others hold that the right time to take off the rings already by night before actually starting fulfilling the mitzvah. And everybody should do according to his own minig, and ideally try to stick to it every year, I suppose. Right, okay.